when you die, whether God is really there and if hell is standing by, waiting for your soul to enter in its gates. And have you ever wondered whether when you die, be too late to return the clock back and try to fix all your mistakes and kneel down to the floor to give your Lord some quiet praise? If you felt that you've been wrong and need the help so you can change and be that temple set for God to live in you for all your age, and you're at the right place for the first step to take. You need to learn to say nothing and acknowledge you can break, cause with the Christ you were fixed and redeemed in his name. You were baptized for life to be clean, unashamed, and aware of the truth in which the world now claims is a myth and a trick to confuse your little brains. That's where faith comes along and resists any change. If you're lost in your way, turn to he who understands. Preferred more better, a life that can promise thee more and more cheddar, which can perish and can burn and take your soul with no return. Or would you rather live to learn that God's your number one concern and be aware that hell can earn so many souls of those who turn and walk away from Christ and came to give us back his paradise? The sin in us, the parasites eating us away. It's like you're smoking in a cigarette, throwing life away. You never purchase life on earth. If that's the case, you're dead and paid until the day where you decay and see your soul before the gates. And the Lord came to save the very sheep who went astray. Even so, it's never late to go to church, repent and pray and ask for his mercy and see how the Lord lives eternally. My sins are burning me internally and turning me away from the heavenly. Had me thinking it's the enemy, but God will always render me protection from the enemy. Yet the lies he'd love to drink. Man, it's hard to try convince a heart that hasn't learned a thing about the Christ who died for us to save our lives from every sin. You begin to kinda wonder what your life would really bring in the long run. Christians gotta hold on and put your trust in God, son. But you're driving drunk, clubbing, dancing like it's so fun until you vomit on that sofa. When the party's over, tell me who is closer. Purity or filthiness, your filthy dress is silky wet and 100 eyes are zoomed in it. Now tell me what you're gonna get. Pictures of you naked on the internet. It's true, the world is dying down while you're dying with it too. You see, I came here to bring it down, to give the youth the truth, because we're doubling our rubbish and it's time that we should clean it up instead of always breathing dust. Too many years of time for Satan has defeated us. Look at how he's treating us. He gives you empty promises, yet you're blinded by your feelings thus. You run away from God to try to convince yourself it's him you trust. It's time for you to lift your cross and throw away your treasured lusts.